This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, hour number three. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, 855-450-FREE. It can be about anything we've talked about thus far. Strippers in Louisiana have to be at least 21 years old starting October 1st, unless a new law winds up getting thrown out, and there's actually three strippers that are suing, saying that the new law violates their rights to dance erotically and earn a living and interferes with their freedom of expression. And it's also sexist because it does not prohibit an 18, 19, or 20-year-old man from working in a place where he takes his shirt off. And should be noted, 18, 19, and 20-year-old women in Louisiana, they can still work at strip clubs selling alcohol, serving alcohol. They just can't take their shirt off for money.
But they can get as close as they legally can, wearing scantily clothes and being shot girls and stuff like that.
Yep. And then in Seattle, there's a onerous new scheduling law that, in addition to requiring employers to tell their employees at least 2 weeks ahead of time when they're working, has a bunch of stuff related to pay and predictability pay and all of this other stuff, and it's supposed to make sure that people have a steady income. And then, of course, there was the verbal duel between Ricky and Ralph. You can call in, tell us who you think has won. Right now, it's tied, and I've made a post on the Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com thus far. Only one comment saying, bunch of non-voting anarchists on Facebook. I don't know if that's a vote for Ricky or a vote for Ralph, so I'm counting it as a vote for neither.
And we're referring to this as the fire in the Shire. It can't.
We are. Okay.
We could say, you know, the Thrilla in Manila in respect to
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. And or we could. I'm trying to think of what rhymes with Commonwealth. I got nothing. But Fire in the Shire, I think, is a good title for it.
But speaking of the Commonwealth, there's something shady going on in the city of brotherly love. And it does not get more conspicuous than a new parking regulation enforcement tool that uses suction cups covered in bright yellow plastic to render your entire windshield useless. That's right. They have this thing the size of your windshield that is suction cupped on there. I'm looking at the picture. There is no way to see around this if you are inside the vehicle, unless you drive Ace Ventura style.
Exactly.
With your head out the window.
I saw this, and I honestly thought it had to be the Onion. I mean, it's like, we've got a parking ticket that is going to cover your entire windshield. But, yeah, that's basically what it is. It's more like the boot.
And take a guess what they call this thing. It's called the barnacle.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Yeah, good
the
one.
The idea is, they say it's designed to be friendly to law violators and enforcers alike. Kevin Doherty, president of Ideas That Stick,
har, har, har,
says the barnacle definitely gets your attention. Yes, it does, and it renders your car basically useless until it's removed. But he says you can spot the covering of your glass from more than a block away.
So you can find your car. I know I didn't put money in the meter. Oh, there's my car covered
it's
by
got
a
giant yellow piece of plastic.
Slab of plastic on the windshield.
What you can't see, however, is anything out the front window or the suction cups that are holding this onto your window. Doherty explains, It attaches to the windshield using commercial-grade suction cups that provide 750 pounds of force per suction cup. There is no brute force way of getting it off. The barnacle is placed by a parking enforcer, but it's removable by you once you cover the cost of the violation.
So it just begs to say, okay, I paid it. Now what do I do with it? I think I throw it in the middle of the street.
And they say that this thing is supposed to be safer for the parking enforcers than the boots because they can apply this from the sidewalk and they don't have to go into traffic. The article from CBS Philadelphia continues. The barnacle is, placed by the parking enforcer, removable by you once you cover the cost. Doherty, again, the president of Ideas That Stick,
Hardy RR,
says it's got a motorist release feature which allows people to pay over the phone and enter a code on the barnacle keypad. The device then automatically releases when the person drops it off within 24 hours to a predetermined location. So
not only do you get the ticket.
What happens here? And I'm curious. I'm guessing that, you know, this is not just your standard parking ticket of, oh, you were parked here 5 minutes too long. Let's cover your windshield, render your car useless. I'm guessing that they're, you know, doing the same sort of thing like what they do with the boot, to where they don't boot every car with a parking ticket.
Right. But isn't that completely, it's the discretion of the meter maid, the
probably, but I'm
parking
guessing,
enforcement officer, the PO.
I'm guessing that it's probably a thing like here in Keene, where we live, if you have over, I think, $100 worth of parking tickets, which in Keene, New Hampshire, is a lot of parking tickets because each ticket is $5.
Right.
And then if you don't pay within a month, it bumps up to like 15, and then another month it goes to like 20 or 25. So it's going to take you a while to wind up racking up $100 worth of parking tickets in Keene, New Hampshire. But once you get that many tickets, if you're parked illegally at a meter, then the parking enforcer will call a tow truck. So my guess is that they would use this for that sort of situation.
I guess.
Only instead of towing the vehicle, let's put this giant thing on the windshield. So here's my question. Let's say that...
Well, it's a little different than that because they put the responsibility to return this god-awful monstrosity on you. That's
right.
What the article says anyway.
Right. But
so
let me give you a scenario.
Well, let me give you a scenario. Let's say that I happen to drive a Mini.
A Mini Cooper?
A Mini Cooper.
Okay.
And I've got this 4x6 foot slab. Where am I supposed to put that in my Mini Cooper? Maybe it would fit in a Mini Cooper. I don't know how big they are, but they look small. So what? I roll down the back window?
It'll fit in the Mini Cooper. Put it in the passenger seat.
Will it?
It'll fit in your smart car. Pop open the trunk and stand it up vertically. But no, so here's my scenario.
Do you know where I'm going? It just drives me nuts.
Right. Here's my scenario. You've been out of work for a couple of months. And, yeah, you know you've got some parking tickets because you have to go downtown every day because you've got job interviews. And, you know, you keep getting interviews but no callbacks. Or you'll get a second interview and then, sorry, we're looking for something else. So you go downtown. You don't have money for the meter because, again, you've been out of work for a couple of months. You park, you go in for your job interview, and you come out, and this thing is on your windshield. You've got $7 in your bank account attached to your debit card.
Sure.
But this says, please pay $175.14. You don't have that. So what happened? Then you just have to wind up, you know, letting your car sit there and the impound people come take it?
Eventually. Otherwise, I would imagine they'll probably hit you with a few days of fines.
Right. So
until
what
it
happens,
gets to that point.
What happens if you are unable to pay the fine while you're standing on the sidewalk and you can't move your car? And so then, you know, something happens.
Right.
Right. There's a little bit more on this article. They say the company run by Drexel grad and former Marine launched the barnacle over the summer. He says it has a tamper and movement alarm that goes off if somebody's messing with the device or if you try to move the vehicle. It's also GPS enabled, so they know exactly where they placed this device. There's more on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you have not been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has 99.99% uptime, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of 50% off just for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. It's Daryl and Chris in studio tonight, and let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Sarah calling in from Nuevo Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to mention that, like in the last 4 years, we have added Saturdays and on to 8 p.m. On the early voting site. So it used to be...
So people can now do early voting on Saturdays?
Yeah, well, it used to be just like 5 years ago, it was like Monday through Saturday until 9 to 5. And then they kind of figured out that everybody's still at work. Most mm-hmm. people are still at work, and they can't
Good
really
point.
Early vote. So, I just thought, that everybody, all of the states right now could, work towards that. I'm hoping that we could get Sunday open also. I would rather have a Sunday and a Saturday and give up a Monday and then push the hour until 9 o'clock so that it'll give them like, 4 hours for them to vote after work.
Gotcha. Sarah, what is it that you like about early voting?
Well, I think early voting is a lot more important than the election day because, we plan to vote on election day and all these emergencies and things that you have to do, like court
could,
date.
Could
all,
come
all
up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's an idea. Here's an idea. Because, and I've, had to wind up doing early voting or, sometimes they'll just call it absentee voting to where,
sure.
You can't make it to the polls on the day of the election, so you cast the ballot early. I've done that in a couple of occasions, but there's never been, any kind of weird, last minute surprise sort of thing. But what happens if, let's say you do vote 2 weeks before the election, and then one of the candidates winds up having a stroke and, being permanently hospitalized. That would, ultimately probably yeah. influence how you were going to vote. So how about instead of early voting for some duration of time ending, sometime before election day, what if the elections were held on weekends? And the polls opened at 12:01 a.m. on a Saturday and closed at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. And then you have 47 hours and 58 minutes in which to vote.
Some people might work on the weekends.
But not for 47 hours and 58 consecutive minutes. That would then give everybody time to show up to vote. And you wouldn't have to worry about having these early voting locations open for a couple of weeks.
What do you think of that idea, Sarah?
Well, that's a terrible idea because there's a state right now that have 40 days. Their early voting has started already.
Right. Okay, so why is it a horrible idea to, let's get rid of early voting if you're not going to be in state. Or, in your municipality, on these 2 days, you can still cast an absentee ballot, but there is no more early voting, and election days will last, a consecutive Saturday and Sunday, so 47 hours and 58 consecutive minutes in which people can go to the polls.
Well, that's too much. That's that's bonus suppression, because you know what? Even if you want to go more early, even if you might be too tired, you might have to have like two or three tries. And plus, they've been changing all of our polling locations. I've been to they scramble, especially in the poor neighborhoods. They keep changing the polling location, so you plan to go there and it's moved. I've lived in a neighborhood like that.
Right, so changing the polling location has absolutely nothing to do with extending voting hours from 8 or 9 hours on an election day to 47 hours and 58 minutes in which somebody can go to a poll.
Well, before we go much further, I'd like to hop in and say, yes, I think I agree with Sarah on this. I like the idea of early voting. I like the idea of, and I'd take it a step further, you know, I want to see technical, secure, real solutions to how people can vote without having to actually go to a polling place. And I think as we look at blockchain technology and things like that, maybe perhaps there's a way to do that securely and to ensure that you get your chance to vote. Yes, there's a million problems with it, but I'm convinced someday we'll figure all that out. But I'm not opposed to early voting or remote voting or things like that.
Let's just say that some form of remote voting does take place. You're not going to let people cast their votes for, you know, you can only cast your vote between Monday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Nah.
You would have a period of time.
Sure.
Here's when the ballots go out. Here's when they're due.
Here's when your app begins to work.
Right.
And it's 1 week before the end of the polls close. Something like that.
Okay.
Or you can mail it in or whatever.
The reason that I'm suggesting 48 hours, or 47 hours, 58 minutes consecutive, is that way you don't have to worry about reserving a place for multiple consecutive days during the daytime hours.
Right.
And it's a lot easier to find people. All right, you come in, work 10 hours. This person comes in and works 10. And then you just get it all done
once. I work every election, so I get this fun already.
You know, we have 28 days in New Mexico of early voting. You know, that means, like, that's stealing the election. That's mowing it down to 2 days. 48 hours.
Well, we don't have early voting in New Hampshire.
We have absentee.
You meet one of four very strict criteria.
Right. Exactly.
And the Secretary of State even lies about what the criteria are. The statute says one thing. The Secretary of State interprets it to mean something completely different. So if you work in your municipality during the entire time that the polls are open, you cannot vote absentee in New Hampshire.
Right. Absolutely.
Because you have to work outside of your municipality. Sarah, thank you for the call. I do agree that the voting needs to be modified in some kind of way, but, you know, having early voting all year long, that ain't it. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How long should early voting last? Should it begin January 1st and end on November, whatever, the first Tuesday after the first Monday? Or should there be, some kind of restriction? Because here's the thing. For the people that say, early voting should be, 6 months long or 3 months or 2 months or however long, they fail to realize that, you've got to give people the process for getting on the ballot.
Can I give
and
you the...
courts have historically ruled that if you require people that aren't Republicans or Democrats to file too early, that you're violating their rights to be a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not that long ago that filing deadlines for being on the ballot were 45 days before the election.
Right.
And now, people think, people just file. Most people don't even know how candidates get on the ballot.
Right.
So when you start making the voting period too long, people have to start filing way before. And... who does that really benefit?
Can I give you the I'm going to give you the Republican pro small government answer to this? Well, that's a great question, Mr. Perry. But the great thing about this country is we've got 50 states, and in those 50 states, we have 50 different incubators for all these different processes. We can just turn this process loose to the states, see which ones do the best job, and then we can. Look at adopting those. Don't we hear that a lot?
We do hear that a lot, and I'm glad you mentioned that there's 50 states, and we live in one of them.
We
live in New Hampshire, and there's more than 50 reasons that you should consider moving to Keene. There's actually 150 reasons that you should consider moving to Keene. You can find out what those are at move.freekeene.com. And there's about 101 other reasons that you should consider moving to New Hampshire. You can find those at 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. We go back to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Jay calling in from Colorado. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey. Wanted to comment real quick. Let me get you off this Bluetooth.
Yep.
I wanted to comment real quick on the Keene traffic situation. I mean, parking ticket situation. A few years ago, when the Stop Free Keeners got really active, I did some research, and I was looking at all the pictures on Facebook of Stop Free Keene and all that stuff, and I noticed that them guys were very well associated with Emerson Towing, who I believe has the contract to steal the cars.
They're one of the companies that has a contract. So they're not the only company that had the contract to tow the cars, but they were one of the companies that had the contract.
Right, right. And the guy that threatened somebody a couple years ago, trying to beat him up or something in front of a cop that was...
Yeah, I think that was the owner of Emerson Towing's son, I believe. Well, I don't recall.
Right, right, yeah, because I actually called Emerson Towing's indemnity company, their insurance company, and I asked them if they, covered Emerson Towing for their employees beating people up and threatening people. And they're like, what are you talking about? I sent them a link to that video, but, just like parking enforcement and Stop Free Keene, you know, it's like we got to look at where is the money. Follow the money. Where does it go to? What is Stop Free Keene's interest in, stopping Robin Hood, for example?
Yeah, and Robin Hooding, for those of you not familiar with the term, Robin Hooding is when you go around and you put money in people's meters to prevent them from getting a parking ticket. It's a form of civil obedience, not civil disobedience, because you are helping people comply with the regulation. Go ahead, Jay.
Right, right. Well, that's pretty much all I had to really say about that subject. I just wanted to kind of bring that to light a little bit.
Thank you very much. And you may recall Jay called in last night to say that he will be heading to New Hampshire in about 2 months, I think it is.
A little less than that, I hope. But yeah, before Thanksgiving is the plan.
Yeah, I saw a post on Facebook about that.
Look forward to seeing you up in New Hampshire, Jay. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Skype. We've got David calling in. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Hey, yeah, I got comments on the towing stuff, but I just called in for something fun. You had mentioned how that article, that barnacle, made you wonder whether it was an Onion News Network thing or not.
Yes. Right. Well, when you see a headline like this of, this parking ticket is as big as your car windshield, and you see the picture to where it's this giant yellow thing covering the entire windshield, it does make you wonder if it's a satire.
You posted the link, right?
I did.
Good, good. Hopefully people check it out.
Yeah, I would think the same thing. But it's kind of coincidentally, just before you said that, the Onion that was on just before that resembled real life. They had a thing on there about Jeff Beck falling for the guitar pick on a string trick, luring him into it.
Nice.
Luring him into it, yeah. I was downtown Salt Lake City one time years ago. This was at midnight, and I was leaving a bar, the 300 bar that has music down there, and I walked a couple blocks on the way home. I lived up on Capitol Hill, and I walked a couple blocks and I ran into Jeff Beck on a dark street. It wasn't in a dark alley, but it was on a dark street. It was just him and his girlfriend all alone out on the street at midnight, and I joined him, and we had a 10-minute conversation. And
Very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool, but it was pretty funny. Turns out I didn't know it, but he had just left the same bar I had been in. He left before I got there. Otherwise, I would have ran into him there.
Nice.
But So anyway, yeah, so that was an Onion article imitating life.
Yes, it was. David, I've got one question for you real quick. Did you listen to the verbal duel between Ricky and Ralph?
I missed it. I heard you talking about it, and I kept listening for it, but I don't know what time slot that it was on that I missed it. When was it on? It
wound up happening in the final segment of hour number one. We're still taking a poll to try to determine who wound up winning, and right now it is still tied, and nobody has voted on the Facebook post at facebook.freetalklive.com. David, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from this article about the window-sized parking ticket. The president of Ideas That Stick, Kevin Doherty, says it gets a motorist release feature, or rather it's got a motorist release feature, which allows people to pay over the phone and enter a code on the barnacle keypad. The device then automatically releases, and the person drops it off within 24 hours to a predetermined location. They asked the question, what would happen if somebody did try to circumvent the suction cups and remove it? Would it crack the windshield? He says, you need to be standing on the hood of your car, and you would more than likely remove the entire windshield at the same time. And again, should be pointed out, they say that this thing has a tamper and movement alarm that goes off if someone does try to mess with the device. It also goes off if you try to move your vehicle. And it's GPS enabled. So if you do go somewhere, they know where you are. For the parking enforcers, the foldable lightweight barnacle is designed to be easy to store and transport, and safer to slap onto a car than a wheel boot, since it can be deployed from the curbside and not amid oncoming traffic.
Wow.
The barnacle is currently used in Salt Lake City, Fort Lauderdale, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, where Doherty says the forward-thinking parking authority was the first to test the device.
The Commonwealth.
Forward-thinking ways of how to steal your money. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And when you shop online, start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. And from there, you can then go to Walmart or Amazon. Doesn't even have to be the Amazon for the U.S. Can be Amazon for U.K. or Amazon for Canada. There are also other affiliates there as well. And when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of whatever it is that you're spending. Why should you give all of your money to Amazon when you could give some of your money that you're giving to Amazon to Free Talk Live? Shop.freetalklive.com. Now, let's end the show on kind of a lighter note of sorts.
What?
Although some people might say that
Daryl, you're being insensitive.
On a lighter note would be to call this, something light is insensitive. And, we could probably start a show with this and wind up having phone calls all night about it.
Yeah. It's
but
one of those stories.
I do think that it's rather strange.
Yeah, but we're hearing more and more about this all the time. So this is coming to us from The Blaze. The title is University of Michigan to Allow Students to Choose Their Own Personal Pronouns. Yes, you heard that right. The University of Michigan is hoping to foster inclusiveness with its latest decision to allow students to choose the personal pronoun they would like faculty and staff to use when talking to them. The campus directory is giving students the option to be referred to as he, she, or z, a recently developed pronoun intended to be completely gender neutral.
Z spelled
Z-E,
not just the letter Z.
Correct, Z-E. A designated personal pronoun is a pronoun an individual chooses to identify with and expects others to use when referencing them. He, she, him, his, Z, etc., the university wrote in an email obtained first by the Detroit Free Press. The final decision was made by and believe it or not, this is a real thing, the university's pronoun committee, which determined that, quote, asking about and correctly using someone's designated pronoun is one of the most basic ways to show respect for their identity and to cultivate an environment that respects all gender and identities, unquote.
All right, so here's a question, and this is not intended to be insensitive, but you know, the claim is that there's more than two genders. Now, there's only two sexes, sure. And gender and sex are not the same thing. So there's the gender fluidity to where some people, they're like, today I feel like a heterosexual man, and tomorrow I feel like a homosexual woman, and some days I'm in between. Okay. I'm fine with that. Go ahead.
I am too.
But if you're going to, add another pronoun, shouldn't there be more than just one other pronoun?
Yes, Daryl, this is what I'm saying. I want my pronoun to be a-hole.
No.
So, yes, that is going to be my pronoun. I identify as that. So please don't say that is his. Please use a-hole instead. This is the silliness, the insanity of these types of programs, and that is in no way meant to be disparaging of anybody in the LGBT community or anybody who identifies as whatever you identify. If you feel a certain way and it doesn't affect me, it doesn't harm me, I could care less. I mean,
actually, you could not care less.
Thank you. I could not care less, Daryl.
Now, one thing that I think is very funny.
Daryl identifies as pedantic. Go ahead.
Sometimes.
I know you do.
But
you're right.
Well, one thing that I find interesting is you've got the right wingers, if you will, that they're getting all up in arms about this. They're being triggered by somebody wanting to use a third pronoun.
Yes.
And they're the ones that are always complaining about, those social justice warriors always getting triggered. But the super conservatives are just as much social justice warriors.
God made men, God made women.
The people that they consider to be leftist.
Yeah, I'll continue through just a couple more lines here. According to the Free Press, the students' pronoun choices will automatically appear on their class rosters, so faculty members can immediately begin integrating them. Faculty members play a vital role in ensuring all of our community feels valued, respected, and included, the memo reads. Given that this process is new, we ask that faculty members review their rosters again in mid to late October to give students time to designate their pronouns. Naturally, there is a chance some professors could slip up and mistakenly refer to someone by a pronoun they oppose. If that happens, instructors are expected to, quote, acknowledge that you have made a mistake and use the correct pronoun next time, unquote. Faculty
that
members,
sounds reasonable.
It does.
Just like if somebody says, I don't want you to call me Daryl, I want you to call me Bob.
Right.
Or I don't want to be called Christopher, I want to be called Chris.
Right. Or a-hole.
We're not going to call you that.
Okay. Well, some people do. That's my girlfriend. The faculty members will not be punished, a university spokesman told Heat Street, unless a persistent pattern of ignoring a student's preferences emerges. So, like I said, I mean, I'm completely understanding and sensitive to how people want to identify. If they're not harming anyone else, that's fine. But is it really the state's role? And this is a state state school,
right,
that is basically sponsoring and perpetrating this on every student and on every taxpayer that is now going to be paying at least for additional rosters. And I'm sure there'll be some pronoun sensitivity training. There's a pronoun committee now.
Right. Do we know if they're hiring additional people for the pronoun committee, or are they just giving somebody additional duties with no additional pay?
My guess is it's probably an advisory committee. It's made up of a mix of students and faculty and, maybe community folks. I don't know. But I do find this sort of thing really distracting from the idea of an education. And I think
I find the formal school setting to be distracting from an education.
It may be for you. For some people, it may work. And if those people are paying a lot of money to go there, you know, I still see state schools as a choice. And I would agree with you that probably not a good choice for as many people as many of the people that go there in the first
place. Let's go to Skype. We've got, I believe this is Will. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What's up, Daryl? How are you?
Doing well. This is Will Coley, host of Call to Freedom. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just got home from work. All of a sudden, while I'm at work, my phone starts blowing up with all these questions. Did you sign off on this thing that Daryl's doing? Are you in on this with Daryl? So I figured I'd call in and see how you are doing. You are a madman.
I have stirred the proverbial poop, if you will. Where I made the announcement today that I'm doing a limited write-in campaign in the presidential election. There's about 18 states where people will be able to write me in. Tennessee, well, where you live, Will, is not one of them, but New Hampshire, where I live, is one. I'll post the link on the Facebook and the Twitter for anybody read at their leisure.
The hardcore Johnsonites and moderates all think that we're in on this together.
Yeah, and I've been accused of, you know, like I'm trying to sabotage the libertarians getting major party status. And, well, you know, Bill Weld, the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party, actually donated money to the Republican opponent of the Libertarian Party's governor candidate in New Hampshire. And governor is one of two races that affects ballot access. So, you know, to be fair, turnabout is fair play, and I'm harming them in the same way that they're harming the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
But I heard Bill Weld is the original Libertarian.
Yeah, that's the claim. Yeah, and also the claim is, well, he's only donating to Chris Sununu because he's an old friend. Yeah, I've got friends that are running for state rep as Republicans. I'm not giving them money, though.
Oh, right. Boy.
Well, give me a call when you get off the air. You and I need to have a chat.
Will do. Thank you very much, Will. And I'll actually keep you on Skype. Well, that's it for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow as we are all seven nights of the week. 8:50. Wait, why am I giving that?
In case
we're
people want to
online
call tomorrow.
In the meantime at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.